This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan Army Commander Khalifa Haftar Saturday said they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. As Edward Uranian reports, that came 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to provincial police chief spokesman Ahmad Khan Sirat. At least 4 policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to provincial council leader Mohammad Noor Rahmani. 2 explosions in the eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least 3 civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed direct responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Saripul. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full and cannot take any more migrants. In a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, the president said the immigration system is broken and criminals and drug dealers pose as those seeking asylum.
Look at this guy. You say, wow, that's a tough cookie. I am very fearful for my life. I am very worried that I will be accosted. If I am sent back home, no, he'll do the accosting.
Trump was courting Jewish voters ahead of next year's presidential election. American Jews have traditionally voted Democratic, but the president was trying to highlight some of his actions, including the decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it needs up to 2 years to find all the children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In court filings, the Justice Department says it needs to review 47,000 cases of unaccompanied children taken into custody at the border between June 2017 and July 2018. The administration would begin by sifting through names for signs of likely separation, for example, children under 5 years old. The administration would then provide this information to the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to reunite families. The ACLU says there is no reason it should take up to 2 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Saturday said he wants to support young leaders in Europe and elsewhere who are trying to tackle problems such as climate change and inequality. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Berlin, the former president said those who want to see change need to help persuade others to join the fight against issues like climate change.
If we're going to solve all these problems and seize all these opportunities, then the most important thing we can do is to figure out how do we continually duplicate ourselves so that we have thousands of activists.
The former president warned that social media was being used as a tool to spread disinformation, hatred, and suspicion. Obama suggested that fostering reasoned online debate should be a key task to keep politics from going in a negative direction. Thousands of yellow vest demonstrators gathered in Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 21st week of protests since the movement began. No clashes were reported with police in Paris, but police did fire tear gas to disperse protesters in the western city of Nantes. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.